Earlier this month, Governor Kathy Hochul announced two additional counties had achieved state emergency management accreditation, the first program of its kind in the country, if the governor's press team is to be believed. So we wanted to learn more about this accreditation process, and to do that, we're checking in with Jonathan Schultz, Director of Emergency Services and Fire Coordinator for Niagara County, which just earned this distinction. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. Looking forward to having a conversation today and talk about this and the great things we do here in Niagara County.
Well, yeah, for starters, what does the Niagara County Office of Emergency Services consist of? I mean, how many people do you have on staff? What kind of resources can you utilize?
We're kind of the catch-all for disasters here in Niagara County. We have a staff of five. Myself as a fire coordinator, director of emergency services. I have a deputy fire coordinator who works with me, two clerical staff, and we have our administrative assistant who, you know, basically oversees our contracts, oversees the operations of the office and maintaining grants and everything else we do to keep everything afloat here and moving forward.
So it sounds like while you have a handful of actual personnel, I have to imagine when an emergency strikes or when you're practicing a response to emergency, you're responsible for coordinating a whole host of first responders located in Niagara County, probably county and local officials, I imagine.
Yeah. You know, we're fortunate in Niagara County. I've also got a couple part-time per diem staff that during disasters, you know, they work with the office at fires, floods, other significant events, icing events, what have you, where they work with our office to make sure we take care of the community and the citizens that we deal with. Plus the first responders across Niagara County, they're amazing. We have 28 volunteer departments, three career department, fire departments in the county, and the things they do, the yeoman's work they all do to provide the best protection for our citizens is amazing. You know, whether it's at, you know, training times, where they're out there in the schools, working with the schools for fire safety, disaster safety, or during a response of some type of disaster across Niagara County, and everybody drops everything, do what they need to do to get out there and take care of the community and the citizen.
Yeah, aside from the pandemic, what sort of emergencies have you had to respond to in your decade at the helm of the county's emergency services operation?
Niagara County, unlike any other county in New York State, you know, we've been faced with so many different disasters over the past decade. Just last year, we had a rain event that came through the county and dropped almost 7 inches of rain in a small section of the county and really flooded out some farms and businesses that we spent almost 3 days pumping some of the areas just to get these businesses back in operation, to significant flooding along Lake Ontario, 2017, 2019, and 2020 with the high levels of Lake Ontario. And working with the communities on the lakeshore with much of the erosion, the high waters flooding their businesses and flooding their homes, taking care of them. As most recently as we had a vehicle and a house fall into a local creek here due to erosion from the creek in the area. So responding out there, providing protection to the people that live at the house, and then also providing protection to the surrounding community to make sure we don't have more events happen there. Plus, you know, your day in, day out, we work with all the fire departments on responses to fire, small house fires or business fires, to work with them to get, you know, back into their home or their business after an unfortunate event like a fire.
So then pivoting to this state emergency management accreditation that you achieved, what went into actually receiving that distinction from the state? What did you have to do along with your neighboring Wyoming county to become one of two new counties to hit that threshold?
Our process here started probably about three and a half years ago, working with the state and the program that they were putting in place and implementing to start and reviewing all the plans we have in place here, going through what we have, some plans we didn't even have, some plans we had to create that actually met the standard, and really that these plans, creating them, provide for our office to be better prepared and provide the best response to the community and make ourselves available and make our municipalities ready for a disaster when it strikes, so that we have everyone that's trained up to the point they should be, whether it's the fire departments, the businesses, or even the local officials, so they understand, you know, something like a state of emergency declaration and working with our office to get that proper paperwork done, all the way up to potential for a federal declaration to make sure everything's done properly, paperwork's done properly, and the tracking and movement of resources as they come into our county from surrounding areas, and even within the county, moving them around the county to make sure everyone's taken care of.
You mentioned that you had to create some new plans. Does that mean that the state was forecasting different scenarios that maybe you hadn't thought of and that you think, you know, could potentially come into effect in Niagara County? Or is the state requiring plans that may likely never ever happen and could be, I guess, overkill from your estimation?
No, not really. I mean, it's when you look at the whole community response and you try to do an all hazards planning and preparedness, you know, process in place, sometimes, you know, not that you mean to miss certain aspects of maybe part of an evacuation plan or maybe part of an emergency operations center plan. But you know, the requirements that they put forth kind of mimic some of the larger accreditation programs across the national spectrum for large cities and states that have some in place, where this helps to get you to that level of, you know, having that professional level of plans in place and have the plans that make sense for the community. And you know, many of our plans, they're all tailored to our county. So, you know, you could say you may be able to share them with some communities to use them and create them for your counties, but ours are all detailed and for our community. So that way it makes sense for what we respond to, because obviously not every community is the same, whether it's, you know, we have the Niagara River here, Lake Ontario, and many creeks and streams where some communities may not even have water within their community.
When you think about responding to future disasters and the plans that you have that sort of spell out how to respond, how closely do you think you need to follow these plans, and how much sort of wiggle room do you want to give yourself in the future? Because I'm curious whether you think it's important to try to like stick to these plans because they're written in a moment of calmness and sanity, whereas, you know, in an actual disaster, there might be an inclination to deviate. So how do you think about using these plans in the future?
You know, we look at the plans as a framework for us to, you know, keep us in line with, you know, making sure we need to get done for what needs to be done. But really, no disaster is ever the same. You know, the multiple floods that we've faced across the county in over 10 years, or rain or wind events, they've never been the same. They never affect the same area. So that's why we look at all our plans as a guidance to help us be prepared. You know, many of them have checklists. Many of them have some very high level descriptions or opportunities we should follow to do to provide the best, but that's something to go back to help us get through it. You know, it's not etched in stone because the world's ever evolving and disasters seem to be ever evolving and changing. So these are just that guiding document to help us to make sure we get done what needs to be done.
Aside from ensuring that you are prepared for a whole host of future disasters by having plans in place, are there any other benefits to this accreditation process? For example, do you get a chance to access additional state funding or any other sort of resources by getting this accreditation?
Unfortunately, it doesn't bring more funding. It would be great if it did. But really what it does, it gives us a good opportunity to do that review of our plans, create new plans, and make sure, you know, we're doing what needs to be done for our community and for our office to be best prepared for the whole community.
Well, moving forward, is there anything else that you'd like the state to do or even stop doing that could help with your emergency response capabilities?
From the emergency manager side, the Office of Emergency Management, the Office of Fire Prevention and Control that we work with day in and day out, the relationships we have with them are great, you know, as far as reaching out, notifications, getting help from them when we need it. Things work very well. You know, obviously, as I'm sure any emergency management office or fire coordinator's office across the state would say, you know, more funding would be great to help us to improve our programs we provide to the community and you know, do more for the community for preparedness, depending on what that next disaster might be.
Well, we've been speaking with Jonathan Schultz. He's the Director of Emergency Services and Fire Coordinator for Niagara County. Jonathan, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.